Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Good Tuesday to you, Amy.
Happy Tuesday, Kirst.
have we resolved it yet?
No. Still haven't resolved it. No. And we will continue to take both angles. You will good it and I will happy it until somebody tells us. And that's okay.
Yes.
As we and say, it's our podcast and we get to do what we want.
Exactly.
Yes. I love Tuesdays because I feel like we're pretty much done of all the episodes we pre-recorded pre-COVID when we're in the studio together. And that's what we've been dropping on Mondays. So actually we need to decide what we would like to do on Mondays going forward.
Oh, yeah. We just had the conversation about something completely different and didn't factor that in. Hey.
No. So we should let's have a think about that after we get off our recording today.
Yes, let's do that. And if listeners, you have some ideas, please let us know. And we will see if we can wrangle that.
Yes. Otherwise, we may just go to COVID episodes every day, but we might just mix it up what we're talking about.
Well, speaking of which, this week we are doing something a bit different than we have in the past, and we are doing a series on your kitchen. We've noticed that lots of people are getting into their pantries and kitchens, and we thought we would encourage those of you who have yet to get there that maybe this is the week to follow along with us as we give you some tips and tricks on how to declutter your kitchen and pantry.
Yeah, so we're giving you a 5-day kitchen declutter challenge, kind of like the wardrobe challenge, but it's via podcast. So we'll be talking about fridges and freezers. We're talking about appliances. We're talking about cutlery and crockery and glassware, and we're trying to cover off on everything so that by the end of this week, should you choose to play along, you'll have a beautifully organized kitchen that only has the things in it that you actually need.
And you can catch up on the weekend and just listen to all 5 of them all at once and play along with us then too.
Yeah, put us on your Google Home or your Alexa or whatever thing, or just put us on loud on your phone and you can have us while you're doing it in the kitchen as well.
Hey, Amy, I was thought of something else that we could add to our ISO episodes this morning. And I was just, why don't we just check in with each other too and see how we're going?
Oh,
I know
idea.
We kind of do that, but I was thought I want to be chipper and cheerful and encouraging, but I also want to be real with our listeners and go, you know what, today's not such a good day, or today's an okay day, or today's fantastic, I've had a wonderful day.
Awesome. So tell me about you, Kirst. It's we're recording just before lunch, so you may not have had a massive amount of your day so far, but how are you? How are you going just generally? Maybe that's
the and maybe we talk about like the day before, because we are trying, listeners, to be super honest with you. We are trying to record a day ahead so that we can do what we need to in the morning and not be rushed to get these out at a certain time. So why don't we talk about the day beforehand, or we
talk
just about
generally
the half
how
day
you are.
We have.
Yeah, how are you right now?
How am I right now? I'm actually good. I'm okay. I'm good. I have had a singing lesson this morning, which has been super fun with my beautiful friend Susan. And so it was nice just chatting to you about that before we hopped on the call. And I feel like we're connected, and I've played board games with my little girl, so I feel I'm connected with her. So the only people I haven't really seen today is my son and my husband.
And what are they doing? Are they just working?
Simon's working. He took the kids out for a walk this morning, so I laid in bed for half an hour reading before I had to get up for my singing lesson. Yeah, and then he took the kids out for a walk, and then he's been working, and Oliver's just been a bit of a funk today. He's been out in the backyard playing cricket, bowling to himself, or not to himself, but practicing his bowling skills. He's been watching The Test on Amazon Prime.
And I've heard that's a great show. I've heard adult women say how much they hate cricket and are loving that show.
Oh, my goodness. I've got such newfound respect for Justin Langer.
Yeah.
Like, he is an amazing person. It's a fascinating, it's a really good, really good documentary.
There you go. Really encouraging.
Total recommendation. It has got quite a bit of swearing in it. Like every episode, there'll be some swearing. So Emily has not been wanting to watch it because she knows that that's not part of our wished vocabulary and it's not vocabulary that she's allowed to use. Oliver ideally wouldn't be
Oliver, you let swear as much as he likes because, you know, firstborn sons and all.
Exactly. No, he knows when he hears it, and he knows that that's not how we would wish him to speak.
Yeah.
So it's so hard. It's very tricky, though, because these are his heroes and he's watching them swear. And so it's been really interesting because, like, I've been watching it with him and going, I can't wait to see you in a documentary in the future. Wouldn't it be cool if you made the Australian team? Because that's his dream. So I'm encouraging him in that. And so it's been interesting because we've been able to have some good chats about, and I mean, the whole series is all like Justin Langer, is his whole premise for his leadership has been, we want to make Australia great again.
That sounds somewhat disturbingly familiar.
Yeah. But when he talks about it, he's like, we want to be respected, but we want to be respected as cricketers, and we want to be respected as men.
Oh, I like that.
And so that has been lovely. Like, particularly the first episode, he's just hammers at home. Like, it's not just about being good cricketers and respected and great cricketers. It's about being respected and great and good men.
Oh, I love it.
Yes. So I'm hoping that that's what resonates with Oliver rather than all the swearing. And it's not like they don't swear in their conversations. They don't drop the bombs in everyday parlance. It's when they're angry and frustrated because it's all about a very losing season. So there's lots of opportunity for all of them to grow as human beings in this series. So it's really good, but it's also like, it's just been awesome to have those conversations with Oliver about what resilience looks like and what trying again looks like, and for him to get a real insight into what cricketing at a professional level actually looks like how they get tired and sore and they need to go to physios and it's not fun. They don't win every time, and it's I'd highly recommend it to those of you who enjoy cricket, whose kids are okay with swearing and want to learn more about the cricketing life behind the scenes. It's really good.
Awesome.
Anyway, enough about me. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing really good. I think Cal said it really well the other day when we were catching up with someone online, and he said, Amy is loving this more than anyone he knows. So I just feel chill. Like, I'm really, really, really missing seeing my clients. But that's really the only thing that I have to lament in this season. Like, I'm loving being at home. I'm loving the chill of everybody just being together, and we're getting along majority of the time really well. So I'm doing well. I think I had a couple of thoughts the other day of, like, I'm going to actually be really grieved when the kids go back to school, and I think that's actually going to be a really sad time. Even though most people are finding their grief now, I'm enjoying this so much. I really do think there's going to be a level of grief of us not being together as much. So I'm just starting to think about that.
Yeah, this is such a unique situation for you particularly. I mean, it's unique for all of us, but I feel like as your friend, this is my perspective on things. Is last time you were this unable to do your normal life, you had chronic fatigue,
and yes, you were that's when I
unable
had my
to do anything.
Yes.
You were sleeping all the time, and so it wasn't fun. It wasn't what you were choosing. And as much as this is not your choice either, you're not choosing for COVID to
I am not.
To ruin the world. You have such a level of freedom in this that you didn't have when you had glandular fever.
Oh, that's a beautiful insight. Thank you, Kirst. That's really helpful.
Yeah, and I think that's why you're relishing it.
Yeah.
Like, because you're like, oh, it's everything's my choice, and everything I want to do, I actually can't do. Like, you know, Enneagram 8 personality who wants to do everything and be ahead of the game, you are relaxing in that. Like, you're like, actually, I cannot control that, like, whatsoever. And so I'm going to park that part of my personality as much as I possibly can, and I'm going to sit into. I was actually thinking about it. You might be sitting into the sloth night, the slothness wing of a 9.
Oh.
Like, you might be living into your 8, your 9 wing.
I might
rather
be.
Than your 7 wing.
The fact that one of my girlfriends just dropped over 4 puzzles and 2 books probably reinforces that. Probably the fact that all I want to do at the moment is that.
Yeah, and it's not about you being a sloth. It's more that's like you're really enjoying that part of your
character. The real slowdown.
Yeah.
And I think the beauty is it's the slowdown without the guilt.
Yes.
I'm not thinking, oh, I really should be hustling, or I really should be doing this or that. Like, all the things that I feel like I should be doing at the moment, I'm doing. Recording podcasts, baking for my family, doing board games with the kids every day, Cal and I sitting doing puzzles at night. Like, everything that I can do, I am doing, and I'm really enjoying there not being the pressure of all the other stuff.
Yeah, which is your other wing is 7, which is, you know, spontaneity. So you can't do that side as much. Like, you can be spontaneous about doing a puzzle or reading or, you know, playing a board game. But you can't be creative. Like, what can Kirsty and I get up to at the moment?
Yeah.
Like, what creativity, what new thing can we design and do at the moment? You're just, so I feel like you're really parking yourself more into the 9 wing than into the 7 wing.
Psychoanalysis by Kirsty Ann. That was helpful. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Feel free to download on your perspective on my angst.
I love it. So I really like this little check-in, and I think maybe if a couple of times a week, or even if it's whenever, it's nice to do that check-in.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So let's talk about your today in our kitchen, 5-day kitchen declutter challenge, is your pantry and your fridge. What's yours looking like at the moment, Kirst?
You mean fridge and freezer?
Yeah, that's even better what
do
I mean.
Do you mean fridge and freezer?
Yes. Yes, I do. Oh, dear.
Yes. Ours is swinging from being empty to being full, depending on what Simon's fascination is at any particular time of the day. So he is cooking up storms and he's our head caterer at the moment.
Excellent.
Head chef. So some days it's full to mediumly full to very full, but then he'll run it down during the week.
Yeah.
But there's always plenty of food when nobody's ever lacking for anything in the fridge and freezer. We've always got plenty of ice cream, keeping all of us happy.
You do love your ice cream.
Yep. We've got toast, you know, we've got bread in the freezer, and we've got the thing that's probably the most different at the moment is that Simon is keeping a lot of meat in the fridge because he is planning ahead and doing his menu planning, but then being free in his menu planning. So what I mean by he's going, okay, here's the 7 meals I'm going to make this week, and then I'm just going to choose out of those 7 which one I'm going to do. So he's keeping most of the meat products in the fridge, which is different to how we normally do it.
Yes, because Simon usually gets stuff day by day, doesn't he?
Yes, or he does meal plan still. He does normally meal plan, but there'll be backups in the fridge as well, as well. So, and that's why he's enjoying, he loves fresh meat rather than frozen defrosted meat. So he is tending to keep everything that he buys on Saturday in the fridge until it's used up.
Our fridge and freezer are looking pretty standard, actually. The freezer in itself tends to not have so much of the pre-cooked and frozen meals. Like, it doesn't have like pastas and rices and curries and all of that kind of stuff in there. What our freezer tends to hold is a lot of frozen berries, frozen fish, frozen vegetables even. So sometimes if we run out of our freshies, there's frozen peas, frozen, what else does Cal have in there? Maybe frozen beans. So that tends to be what our freezer's full of. We're not an ice cream family like the Farouges. We prefer to go for chocolate, and it does sit in our fridge. In fact, we have 2 little chocolate compartments in our fridge, and the only things that ever live in there are chocolate. One of them is lockable. No, they're little. They're like where medications are meant to live. And so it's lockable. So if you do have medications and you've got little kids, you can lock it, which we never do because it's chocolate and we all want it. But yes, ours are what we're finding is we are going through, we're having a high turnover because we're all home at lunchtime and we're only shopping as often as we need to. So we can't use Coles delivery at the moment because we are perfectly capable of going to the shops ourselves. And so we're shopping less, which means when we do shop, as you said, the same thing, it's getting really full. And then we eat through it and then it's getting really full again. One of the challenges I thought, even though it's not June when we usually do our Eat Yourself Out of House and Home challenge, it is a good time at the moment to be looking at what is in your freezer and thinking, okay, well, like now is the perfect time to eat the curry that you froze or, you know, eat the things that you've bought, eat those spring rolls at the back of the freezer and use them up rather than always that I'll save them for a rainy day.
Yes, particularly now that the shopping supermarkets are back in stock in Australia, mostly. And they've lifted some of the only purchase one rules as well.
Yes,
yeah. So, yeah. And if you are like some of us who are going to the shops a couple of times a week, so you use the spring rolls and you go and buy a new one more next time you go to the shops.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just use up the stuff. They're, yeah, I like it.
I think the challenge thing is...
Okay.
Go, the joy of this recording system and not being in person. I think the challenge really is to be using up what you have, so decluttering what you have in the fridge and freezer so that you what you do refill it with is fresh. So things do not last forever in the freezer. I know they kind of feel like they do because they stay frozen, but they don't because they lose their integrity as a product. So if you've made a pasta sauce, you don't want it in there 2 years later to have to eat it. If you can eat it 3 months later, perfect. So our challenge is to declutter your fridge and freezer by using up the things that are out of date or maybe menu planning around what you do have and you think, oh, we do have some sausages. For instance, we did this. Oh, we have some sausages and we're not really having barbecues with friends or anything like that. So we barbecued them up and made a pumpkin soup and put cut up sausage in the pumpkin soup to serve. And it was delicious. Oh my gosh. If anyone wants to try that, let me know how you go. It was incredible. But we planned that whole meal around the fact that we had sausages that needed to be used.
Yeah, and that's where I was heading to in that. Have a good look in your fridge and freezer this week, you know, or today, and look for products that haven't been used for a long time. For instance, the mustard or the pickled onions or, you know, what's hidden at the very mm-hmm. back of your fridge that you don't see because it's crowded by other things. Get everything. It's a great opportunity to clean your fridge too. So what we recommend is getting things out. Well, what I do is shelf by shelf.
Yeah, that's what I do
so
too.
That you're not opening the fridge and leaving it open for hours. You're just quickly getting everything off one shelf and then closing it, decluttering what's there or looking at what's there, then opening it, wiping it out and putting it back in. And then that way you'll be inspired, hopefully, to use what you've forgotten about. Like, oh, there's cranberry sauce. Why don't we do turkey tonight?
Yes. Oh, now I want turkey.
Well,
oh, my gosh, I want to roast turkey for dinner.
Do it.
Oh, yeah, I might actually. We don't have dinner prepared yet for tonight because HelloFresh doesn't come till tomorrow.
Well, go out and get a turkey.
I might.
So, yes. Go and that's a great way of deciding, of menu planning, but also going, actually, you know what? I don't feel like turkey today and we haven't had turkey since Christmas the year before last. So that cranberry sauce can go.
Yes, it is a good opportunity
and I'll just
to
buy some
declutter.
More next time I'm having. Yeah. So what about you? Any other tips and tricks around decluttering the fridge and making it more organized?
Yeah, one of my favorite tips is when you're cleaning out the fridge is to start at the top and work your way down the bottom. So as you pull a shelf out, the crumbs just fall down. So don't start at the bottom because you're just going to find the bottom gets dirty again. The best way that I have found to wash the shelves in our fridge, which are quite big, is in the laundry trough. So I just fill it with really hot soapy water and give them a really good wash in there. And then either dry it with paper towel. I find that a tea towel leaves residue on them. I don't quite know why. But I find either dry it with a paper towel or just let it air dry before you put it back in. And then take out those, you know, the drawers at the bottom that you keep your fruit and veg in. Take them out and vacuum or wipe behind because you will be surprised at the gunk that gets behind there. One of the things we found is right at the start when everyone had gone a little bit crazy for buying things from the supermarket, we couldn't buy our normal cheese slices that we buy. And so we'd bought the equivalent but in a block. But then the cheese slices came back. So Cal had bought a pack of the cheese slices and everyone was using that, not the block. And I was like, the block's going to go moldy, people. Like, so even though our preference is to quickly open up the packet, take out our cheese and put it in our sandwich, you actually need to use the product that you bought that's not your favorite, but you bought because you couldn't get your favorite. So I do just want to encourage people, if you bought a flavor of yogurt that's not your general go-to, but you bought it because that was all that was available. Do eat it. Don't let all that go to waste. It's not, this is not an excuse for throwing food in the bin if you can eat it. Just chuck some frozen berries in it or some honey or some maple syrup and or chuck it over some porridge and Bob's your uncle.
Yeah, and that's why it's about being creative about how you use things. You know, and for the cheese, put the block cheese in front of the sliced cheese so that people have to deliberately reach over the block to get to the slices.
Yes, which they did.
And that will help. Yes, I know
they reached deliberately over it. And I thought, do I hide it? And then I thought, oh. So I just started cutting up the block at like 11 o'clock and I'd cut like 10 slices and go, there's cut cheese, everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, or like turn that block into like antipasto, like cut it all up and put for afternoon tea, you know, get great creative idea. In the way that you use the food so that it will get used, or let it go if it, like not the cheese, I'm thinking more about the chutneys and the, I know one of our beautiful, somebody in our community shared on Facebook that she let go of jam that she'd bought on her honeymoon 25 years ago.
I miss that.
So food can be sentimental. Food can be really sentimental. So I just encouraged her that she had a beautiful honeymoon and she's still happily married. and looking at her husband every day should remind her of said honeymoon or not.
Rather than a pot of jam.
Pot of jam that and I think also that this season is a great season to not save things for a rainy day.
Yeah, this is the rainy day, people. This is the rainy day.
We always do this in our home, so please hear this from a place of total understanding. We buy strawberries and raspberries and they often go off because we're saving them for a purpose, you know.
And yes.
They don't get used because we're like, okay, well, no, I don't want yogurt and berries today. I'm going to leave it for my ice cream tonight and then forget to put it on the ice cream tonight. So then they end up going off.
Yes. We grew up in a house, Kirst, where we would get told off for eating the good fruit.
Yes.
And Mum would be like, just eat an orange or a banana. And we would constantly say, why did you buy the good fruit if not for us to eat it?
Yes. And the problem for us is that a punnet of strawberries gets eaten in one sitting by one of us.
Yes. It doesn't like, last.
It doesn't last. So I think that both Simon and I are both very conscious that we want to share, but we don't want to share. And it depends on, you know, sometimes raspberries can be super expensive and then they can be super cheap.
I love it when they're super cheap, like $3 a punnet and you're like, yes, please.
Yeah. But then we still have that mindset of like, oh, but if I open this and eat it, I'll have to give some to the kids and I don't want to give it to the kids.
No, you're way too altruistic when it comes to your sharing of the good fruit.
Oh, I am not. My friend.
Well, you're thinking that you should be. I don't think you should be. I think you should just eat the good fruit.
No, so do you know what I've been doing during COVID?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm the one designated to go up to shops, I buy a whole punnet of raspberries and just eat it in the car before I get home.
That's awesome. I completely condone that. That is the best. I think mothers everywhere should have like the designated driver perk of the good fruit. It's all about the good fruit and getting that nectarine or that mango. Oh, yeah.
And I have to give props to myself because I could have gone to Macca's and got a slushy or a milkshake, but instead I got a bonnet of raspberries.
Yeah, you could have downed a picnic chocolate bar, but you chose raspberries, so kudos to you. Kirst, I thought instead of doing our gratitudes this week, let's share one of our favourite recipes, like one of the favourite things we're eating at the moment while in lockdown.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, do you have something
that... You could have warned me before right now.
No, that would lose all the fun if I gave any warning. So let me tell you what one of mine is while you think. So one of the things we've been eating in lockdown that we have not eaten much before is homemade scones because they are so flipping quick to make and it takes all of three ingredients. So homemade scones for the win. We make them Country Women's Association style with lemonade and cream.
Yum. Okay, Simon made some sourdough on the weekend. Not from scratch like everybody else on Facebook is doing at the moment. but I had gone to the shops and I'd seen the packet of sourdough that you can, like, comes in with four packets in a box. And I was like, oh, I feel like sourdough. So he has been making that. And now I will think about four other recipes that I can.
Yeah, or just think, even if it's raspberries. Yeah, they're just things that you want to eat at the moment.
Yes.
Cool.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoy your turkey tonight, Amy.
Yeah, I'm really, really wanting to go out and buy that. I'll see if I can muster the energy. We hope that this kitchen declutter series is going to be helpful. We encourage you to declutter your fridge and freezer today, and we'll see you again tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.